This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The CEO of TikTok made a rare public appearance Thursday before a U.S. congressional committee, where he faced a grilling on data security and user safety, while he makes his own case for why the hugely popular video sharing app should not be banned. Harsh words from the Republican chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Your platform should be banned. I expect today you'll say anything to avoid this outcome, like you are 100% responsible for what TikTok does, that you suddenly endorse a national data privacy standard, that Project Texas is more than a marketing scheme, that TikTok doesn't harm our innocent children, or that your ties to the Chinese Communist Party through ByteDance is just a myth. We aren't buying it.
A U.S. ban on an app would be unprecedented, and it's unclear how the government would go about enforcing it. A senior Nigerian politician and his wife have been found guilty of bringing a Nigerian man to the U.K. in order to harvest his organs. AP correspondent Karen Chames has that story.
Ike Ekweremadu and his wife Beatrice were accused of arranging the transportation of a man from Nigeria to London in order to exploit him for a kidney donation for their daughter. The victim was recruited from a Lagos street market and brought to London in February 2022. The man believed that he was being taken to London to work for thousands of pounds. The defendants were remanded into custody and their sentencing was scheduled for the 5th of May. Kidney donations are lawful in the UK, but it is a criminal offence to reward someone with money or other material advantage for doing so. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian troops will launch a long-awaited counterassault very soon now that Russia's huge winter offensive is losing steam without taking Bakhmut, this according to a Ukrainian commander.